Let's talk about the money we've given away on tax advantages, increment financing, and abatements. Everybody knows the figures. In the last 10 years, we've given away $300 million on tax breaks, $200 million of it for the schools. As you know, 85% of them have gone to the Central Corridor and only 4% north of Del Mar. If you build strong neighborhoods, a strong downtown will follow. We don't need a mayor who's going to say yes to the business community, rich people, the Central Corridor, and if there are any crumbs left over, the neighborhoods can have them. You need to give your tax incentives in the neighborhoods where they do the most good. And I have two rules for tax incentives. Whatever we're abating, I want an increase in our taxes from day one. So maybe you can only abate 50%, not 100%. And the second thing is I don't want to lose one of our dollars for schools. These are complicated issues which I don't understand all the details of, but I know that to give away $300 million over the last 10 years that we really needed for police, for high rises in the Central West End, that can't possibly be good for the city.